Chapter 4. The Fight. I walked into the cabin and saw the stranger eating and drinking. "The captain and the ship's officers are planning to kill you and take your money," I told him. "I heard them talking." The stranger looked at me for a moment.
"Will you fight beside me?" he said.
"Yes," I said. "I'll help you fight. You're a stranger, but if they try to kill you, I can't stand here doing nothing."
"What's your name?"
asked the stranger. "David Balfour," I answered, and then added, "of the House of Shores."
"I'm happy to meet you, David Balfour," said the stranger. "My name is Alan Stewart."
"I'm pleased to meet you, Alan Stewart," I said. Alan Stewart decided to stay in the captain's cabin to fight our enemies. We didn't have any guns or swords, but we found some in the room next to the captain's cabin. I began to prepare the guns, and Alan prepared the swords.
"How many men will fight against us?"
Alan asked me. I counted the ship's men quickly in my head. 15, I said.
"You must use the guns to guard the windows," Alan told me. "I'll fight at the door."
5 minutes later, the captain came to the door. He was surprised to see Alan with a sword.
"Why are you holding a sword, sir?" asked the captain.
"This sword is to fight murderers like you and your men," said Alan.
The captain went away. Alan waited with a long knife in his left hand and a sword in his right hand. Suddenly, I heard people running, and a minute later, the captain and his men began to attack us. Alan killed two of the ship's officers, and I shot at the men trying to push open the window. I killed one of the men, but the captain and the other men ran away. I heard the captain talking quietly to his men, and then I heard the sound of a whistle. It was the signal for the next attack. The men tried to run into the cabin, but Alan fought like a lion. He killed two more men and chased the other men onto the deck of the ship. They ran to the cabin in the front part of the ship and locked the door. Alan came back to the captain's cabin and began to sing in a loud voice. He was very happy about the battle, but I was sad about the dead sailors.
"Don't think about them, David," said Alan. "You were very brave and you fought well. You did what you had to do. Now you sleep and I'll keep guard."
After 3 hours, Alan woke me and I kept guard while he slept.